You know, I think a central issue that needs to be considered here is what kind of a God. We're told now that religion, Christianity in particular, is completely compatible with evolution. Exactly what kind of God would be acceptable to a professional evolutionist? I'm not talking about someone's little personal version of evolution. It's not the way science works. You don't have your own personal periodic table of elements. So what kind of God would be acceptable? That there would be a God who would be worshipped with great zeal and everything is perfectly okay. That's not what they are opposed to. What's not acceptable to the professional evolutionist is a God who actually physically does things. A God who intervenes in the natural world. That's what's not acceptable. Are such gods mentioned in Scripture? Well, they certainly are. They're mentioned frequently. Gods that have eyes but can't see, ears but can't hear, mouths but can't speak. They're the idols. And the people that worship them are like them, the Bible tells us. So idolatry would be really the only acceptable form of God or religion to the professional evolutionist. A God who certainly gets worshipped with great zeal, that's no problem, but who doesn't actually claim that he has intervened in any way in history or in what we call a material world. And idolatry is really all that's left.